From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has cautiously welcomed North Korea's announcement that it will abandon nuclear testing and abolish its nuclear test site.
The statements by North Korea must be followed by verifiable steps that they are going to comply with the numerous UN Security Council resolutions that ban North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. So in the past, North Korea has made promises and then failed to honour them. So we need to see verifiable steps that it will abandon its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs.
At the Commonwealth meeting in London, Bishop warned that in the past, North Korea has made promises and then failed to honour them, and noting that North Korea had continued to develop its nuclear program under the previous international policy of strategic patience, she praised the current international position of maximum pressure. A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate Friday. It's the same day thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre nearly two decades ago and to demonstrate for gun control.
You know, it's just not going to stop until we actually start taking action. I think that every day that we're hearing some kind of shooting, there was a couple incidents yesterday in Fairfax County where I live, and it's not even making the media attention anymore.
The Israeli military has killed four Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy. That's according to Gaza health authorities. Officials say more than 150 people were wounded in the protests at the Gaza-Israeli border. More than 30 people have been killed since the protests started 4 weeks ago. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the United States did inquire about Moscow's positions in Syria. This is prior to last week's U.S. and allied airstrikes, and says that they avoided those areas. Strikes against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were in reaction to suspected chemical attacks on the town of Douma that left at least 40 people dead. In a series of candid conversations, U.S. President Donald Trump told former FBI Director James Comey he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor, asked about the possibility of jailing journalists, and described the post from Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes. This information came from Comey's memos of the talks obtained by the Associated Press. Eric Tucker is with the Associated Press.
I would say the memos are very significant for pulling back the curtain on a difficult, kind of troubled relationship that Donald Trump and Jim Comey had for months before his firing. One of the big mysteries, one of the big issues that is being pursued is why exactly was Jim Comey fired. So I think the public, the country, the world is really interested in as many details as we can get about what went on in those interactions that led the president to dismiss Jim Comey as his FBI director.
The Comey memos had been eagerly anticipated since their existence was first revealed last year, especially since Comey's interactions with Mr. Trump are a critical part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the president sought to obstruct justice in Mueller's probe of possible Russian collusion. Chinese naval forces have passed through waters south of Taiwan and carried out military exercises in the Western Pacific, the latest in a series of military drills that self-ruled Taiwan has criticized as amounting to intimidation. China has been ramping up military displays in the area over the last week. Taiwan, which is claimed by Beijing as Chinese territory, accused China of saber-rattling and carrying out its own live-fire exercises this week on two Taiwan islands close to China. China's military activities and growing assertiveness has worried its neighbors, as well as the United States, whose Pacific Command in January called China a disruptive force. Some 1,500 guests expected at a private funeral for former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush, the current First Lady Melania Trump, former President Bill Clinton and wife Hillary, and former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle are among those expected to attend the by-invitation-only service at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Burial will follow at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, northwest of Houston. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.